Kate Loveson is the Watershed Coordinator for the Lesser Slave Watershed Council, and she joins us on the line for the Ag Show today. Kate, thank you very much for joining us. Just a little bit of an icebreaker. How are things going so far this spring?
It's been really busy between water sampling and our field season starting, and then field trips with all of the different schools in the region. I've barely had the chance to be in my office, so it's been a nice change of pace, definitely, after the winter time.
Have things been a little bit busier, especially with the projects maybe concerning the fires?
Maybe not quite. We don't see a much change with our water quality or any of our projects really through the fires. We did see a bit of a change with some of our sampling sites as they were inaccessible because places were on fire. But other than that, it's been pretty business as usual.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask that, Kate. Can smoke actually affect water quality, water samples, water projects in and around the area? Because, well, the fires have been dominating the headlines for the last couple of weeks.
Right. So the smoke, it might not necessarily be that smoke layer, but what can come with the smoke. So that ash layer, anything that might be in the air with the smoke. So those kinds of things can deposit into the water and change things like water chemistry, pH. The fact that there is smoke can affect the temperature, having a different albedo, and different things like that can definitely affect the water quality for sure.
That's another question that I have here, Kate. With the smoke and the smoke particulates in the air and possibly on the water, does that mean that the council has to pay attention a little bit more, and us as residents have to pay a little bit more attention to our water and riparian habitats?
It's a good idea to always take note of your riparian habitats, making sure they're healthy, and your water quality as well. So we recommend, even if you don't get your water tested for dugout use, even if you're using it in your household, to still keep a record. Think about what the weather pattern was that year, why you might see lower water levels, higher water levels, or changes like things that are caused by ash, for sure.
You mentioned it's been business as usual here, Kate, despite what's going on. What are some of the projects that are on the horizon for the Lesser Slave Watershed Council?
Right now, we still have our water quality monitoring throughout the entire watershed, so that's something that starts at the end of April and runs till October every year. We are doing some invasive species monitoring on our lake for the government of Alberta, as well as we are monitoring some other parameters that we don't usually measure for the Alberta Lake Management Society. Beyond that, we are going to try, assuming that we can get a helicopter, to do a flight pattern to monitor riparian health and changes over time of the Swan River.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that a new project that's been on the horizon for the last little while?
Yeah, so we're trying to build capacity and get a lot of data, especially in the Swan River region, because the Swan River First Nation are really avid, really excited about things, and between their organization and then us as ourselves, we are trying to kind of build a project, build a state of the watershed for specifically that river.
Have there been a few hurdles to get over? I know there's a fire in that neighborhood. Has that been the biggest hurdle as far as trying to get it off the ground, pardon my terminology?
Yeah, so this summer we might not get to do it on the timeline we were thinking, just because most of the helicopters are being used for forestry purposes and fighting the fires. And then obviously there is a fire in our Swan Hills headwaters, so just getting up there is a challenge too.
You mentioned the fact that things have been busy for you and for Megan with all the projects that you have, and one of the things you mentioned was the school kids. I've got to ask, how much fun have the school kids had, and how much fun have you had with the school kids on these projects and these field trips?
Oh, it's been a blast. It's been pretty much back-to-back field trips every day since mid-May. I've been with over 500 kids over that period, and still we have a few to go before the school year wraps up. So it's been a lot of interaction with a bunch of different kids, and it's never a dull moment.
They like the bugs, don't they?
Yeah, they love the bugs.
I think that was your quote that said they love the bugs from a previous interview, if I'm not mistaken here. Kate, heading into the summer and heading into beyond, what are some of the outlooks that are in that time frame, and how much optimism is there to continue heading on the right path, as it were?
So the summertime, like I said, we've got these projects that are on the go. They're throughout the whole open water season, the whole summer. And then on top of that, we're going to be doing a lot of pop-up events, showing up at campsites, marinas, just trying to motivate people to be good stewards of the land, to protect our water, and giving them kind of tips and tricks of how they can be doing that just in their daily lives. So it's really optimistic. The more people we interact with, the more information that gets out there, and the better the entire watershed will be.
Kate Loveson is the Watershed Coordinator of the Lesser Slave Watershed Council. Kate, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.